السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 20th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Chapter 79, Surah An-Nazi'at, verses 27 to verse 46, Insha'Allah al-Aziz. We will complete and conclude this surah and this chapter today. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commanded Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, whose Naam-e-Nami, Ism-e-Grami, honorable name is mentioned 136 times in a noble Quran, go to the Tanpot dictator, the Pharaoh, and tell him that he's gone beyond the limits, he's so rebellious. And Almighty Allah is showing him these signs and miracles, and I am showing it to you with the grace and mercy of Allah. Nabi Musa alayhi salam was dark in complexion, sheepish hair like the African. And remember, he showed him his hand, and it was shining, glittering, white in color. He threw the stick and the staff, and it became a serpent and a snake. But instead of accepting, what did he do? He gathered his cabinet ministers, his entourage, his army and policemen, and he declared, this is the Pharaoh, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am your supreme being, I am your sustainer, nourisher, provider, Allah forbid. I gave you all the samples, examples yesterday. Every one of them who said, Ana, I, Allah Jalla Wala decimated, destroyed, annihilated them. Ana khairun min, Iblis said, Allah forbid. I am superior to Adam alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala expelled him from Jannah and Paradise. Never will he see Jannah and Paradise again. Yeah, the Pharaoh said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. Allah Ta'ala drowned him, saved his body and preserved it for humanity and posterity. So it becomes a lesson for every tenpot dictator who thinks that he can challenge the laws of Almighty Allah. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us all these lessons. And then Namrud, in the time of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, where he said, أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيت, I also can give life, I also can give death. So he just killed the innocent person and the person who was supposed to be executed. He gave him the royal pardon. And if you want to know about the Pharaoh, then go to Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, and verse number 92. They all met the Allah states, and it's clearly enshrined in the Noble Quran, لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. For the latter generations and people, this is a sign and symbol. We went there to the Pharaonic Museum, and you will see how the bodies are mummified. So today's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is showing us about his Kudrat Ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. Who are the people who will end up in Jahannam and the hellfire? Allah forbid. Who are the people who will enter and paradise and go to Jannah? When we go to Jannah and paradise, it is fadlan wa rahmatan minhu, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And when people are dispatched to Jahannam, the hellfire, then it is adlam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah. Chapter 79, verses 27 to verse 46. Allah is posing a question. أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءُ بَنَاهَا. What? Hamza, istifham. An interrogative and question. Are you creation, human beings, أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا? Are you more powerful in creating somebody, something? Amisama ubanaha, or the firmaments, the skies, kulluma fawqa ru'us, everything above our head is called sama. So look at the clouds, look at the stars, look at the sun, look at the moon, look at the sky. All that is sky, banaha, which he made and he created. Can any one of you make that? You can't even make a house, 1-2 rooms and 5-10 rooms, without a pillar and a column. Allahu alladhi rafa'a as-samawati bighayri 'amadin tarawnaha. You traveling in the plane above the clouds, going from city to city, country to country, continent to continent, time zones you are going through. Nowhere you see a pillar or a column. And kudrat ka karishma, million, billion, zillion kilos, go from Argentina to New Zealand. And what do you see? Only kudrat, the power of Almighty Allah. Rafa asamkaha, he Almighty Allah raised it heights. Imam Razi rahimahullah, who was a genius in tafsir and the exegesis and commentary of the Noble Quran, said Allah Ta'ala took it to its highest and highest that he wanted to take it to. So that is samkaha, a irtafa'aha, that Allah made it so high, me and you, beyond our perception and comprehension. And thereafter, fasawaha, he Almighty Allah subsequently made it perfect. Did you hear the portion of the sky is falling? You hear the helicopters crashing. You hear the planes crashing. You hear people going there. They said they are making a rocket, and the name of the rocket is Challenger. Who are you challenging, O human being, O America? In matter of few minutes, the Challenger were blasted to smitherings. That is Almighty Allah teaching them a lesson. They told us the Titanic, the unsinkable, and then the rest is history. So it sank, and what happened? So everybody finished and gone history. So that is what we learn. Almighty Allah, sunrise, his sunset, the full moon shining in its glory on Laylatul Badr, the 14th night of the Islamic lunar calendar. See, Allah speaks of the night, وَأَغْطَشَ لَيْلَهَا, and he covers the night in darkness. Everywhere is darkness. I myself, I can't find good sleep if there's no darkness all sides. It must be pitch black and dark. So that is normally a human being who wants complete rest. We sleep in the plane, first class, business class, but yet when we wake up, we know that our bed, home sweet home, is the best. Better than your first class and better than your business class. وَأَغْطَشَ لَيْلَهَا, he Almighty Allah makes it out that he puts a blanket of darkness over the night. And وَأَخْرَجَ دُحَاهَا, where I am. So you must remember tahajjud time this morning ended at 3:45, 4:15. And what you see, now Subah Sadiq starts. Now the time for Fajr has started. Now the brightness will increase. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala in the end. entire universe. 20th April 571, he Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak, honorable birth, auspicious birth took place. What time, O Ummah? 4:35. Why 4:35? That is the time Subah Sadiq is starting. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Noor, and his message is Noor, filled with radiance and effulgence. And you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take the people out. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Take them out from the darknesses in which they are groping in, the kufr and shirk, the blasphemy and polytheism. Take them out from the secularism, capitalism, Zionism, democratic dispensation. All these are satanic systems, and bring them to the divine natural system of Islam. So that is the true message of Noor and radiance. وَأَغَطَشَ لَيْلَهَا, he covers the night with darkness. And then وَأَخْرَجَ دُحَاهَا, he produces the radiance and the light. صَلَاتُ الدُّحَا, 15 minutes after sunrise, your صَلَاتُ الدُّحَا starts, carries on right up to 11, 11:30 and so forth. So you call it Ishraq Salat, you call it صَلَاتُ الدُّحَا. So all that is acceptable. Who is Almighty Allah? وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ دَحَاهَا, after looking at the celestial creation, Almighty Allah comes to the terrestrial creation. We went up, now we go down. And he, Almighty Allah, created this land and sand. After that, دَحَاهَا, a basataha, he made it a carpet for me and you. We walk on this land and sand. We run on it. We have ijtima on it. We have hajj on it. On the plains of Arafat, the greatest amount of people that assembled in the history of Hajj, 1992, 4 million people plus assembled there. Did the land and sand come up on the other side like a seesaw? Nay, Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, that 4 million people, everyone in Ihram, everyone Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. So he has made it the big carpet. Wal arda farashnaha fa ni'mal mahidun, how excellent, I laid out this carpet for you. When we go to the beach, is Pingo Beach, we go to Cape Town, we go to Mauritius, you look at the sand and you see it's different from the sand that we walk on, that we run on, we jump on, and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala is showing us, everything I will show you, diversity in unity, unity in diversity. Who is Almighty Allah? The rain came, 1 week it rained, up and down, everywhere, flood some places. أَخْرَجَ مِنَهَا مَاءَهَا وَمَرْآهَا, he produces from there your water. Remember that. You get the water from the clouds. You get the water from your springs. You get the water from your boreholes. Who is giving you all this? Every droplet comes from Almighty Allah. وَمَرْآهَا, and your pasture. You have to take your animals out for grazing. Who will make the arrangements to feed them, to give them the fodder, and so forth? Allah Jalla wa Ala, أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ, are you sending down the rain, or are we sending down the rain? Allah is asking, are you doing all the planting and producing, or are we doing it? أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. These are all rhetorical questions. وَالْجِبَالَ أَرْسَاهَا, when you go in a big boat, in a ship, then you have an anchor. So Almighty Allah made these mountains anchors, that he made them the pegs, so the earth, the land and the sand does not go through convulsions. When you have 2, 3 million, 4 million, 10 million people in one place, then it must not be shaking. When you go to New Zealand, that area is prone to earthquake and earth tremors. You look at the buildings, there's big cracks in the walls. So Allah ta'ala is showing us. That is His Qudrat ka Karishma, the power of Almighty Allah. They reinforce it, they try everything, and yet, remember, you'll still find the cracks on the wall. So Allah made the mountains like anchors, like pegs on this earth. Mata'an lakum wa li'an'amikum, and it is for your provision, your benefit. Mata, we went to Imam Ismai. Imam Ismai is a grammarian, linguist par excellence. And he said, I could not understand this word, mata. He went to the periphery outskirts. A mother-daughter's discussion. Ain al-mata, where is the mata, mother asked the daughter. The lapi, that cloth, dirty cloth you keep in the kitchen. But you like it there because it's indispensable. Anything you have to clean or rub or whatever, so you use that cloth. The lapi in Afrikaans we say. So she, the daughter, replied, Ja'a Raqim. The black and white dog came. He wanted to know the meaning of Raqim. And watabarakal jabal, and it went right up the apex and summit of the mountain. All three words he wanted to know got solved in these sentences. He wanted to know mata. He came to know it is that lapi and that dirty cloth normally, but it's indispensable. Every mother sister wants it in the kitchen. And remember, Raqim, the black and white dog, and Tabarak, to go high, high up the sky, up the mountain. So Allah Jalla Wala is the most Tabarak. Everything comes from Him. Remember that. Me and you, what can we do? Mata'an lakum wa li'an'amikum is beneficial provision for you and your cattle and your animals. Now all this will continue. Till when? فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى, suddenly the huge calamity will come. Qiyamah will come when you least expect it. لَا تَعْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَى. It's a Friday and suddenly Qiyamah comes. Why? There is not a single Muslim on the face of this earth. What will happen then? يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى. Every human being will remember what he was striving for. My shop, my job, my computer, my degrees. Who was striving for the deen of Almighty Allah and making effort for the religion of Islam and taking Islam to the people and the masses? وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى, and Jahannam will be made manifest for those who can see. Every person will see Jahannam. لَتَرَهُنَّ الْجَحِيمُ. Some will see it and enter into it and fall into it. Others will see it but not enter it and just bypass it and enter into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. اللهم يمن كتابي. O Almighty Allah, grant me and grant you the book of deeds in our right hand, and then we enter into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Who is successful? People are waiting for their results. These are the real results. Who is a failure? فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَغَى. As for that person who was تَغَى, rebellious, disobedient. What you say Allah's command? What you say Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teaching, preaching? We came here, we young, we must enjoy ourselves. The old man says, I'm not cold, I also want to enjoy. So he say, Parwanu and Ramwanu. One day I gave an old man lift. He told me that go here. I said, the casino is there. So he told me in Gujarati, Ke Parwanu bi ne Ramwanu bi. Play little bit casino and pray little bit. Shaitani, you see. I got so upset, I just told him, get out from my car. So you must remember this. So that is what human being today thinks. As for those who are rebellious, trampling on the laws of Allah and teaching of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وآثر الحياة الدنيا, and they gave preference to the worldly life. They said, no man, let us enjoy. What dunya akhirat we will see. Let's enjoy. So everywhere they gave preference to Lucifer, to Shaitan, and his cronies and comrades. فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Hence Jahannam is their resting place. They go to Jahannam forever, eternal doom and gloom, because of their kufr and blasphemy, because of their shirk and polytheism and idol worship, because of their nifaq and hypocrisy. Islam was only on the tip of the tongue, not in the inner recesses of the heart. Who are the successful ones? وَأَمَّا مَنَ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ As for the one who fears, standing in the court of Almighty Allah, this is not High Court, Supreme Court, Constitutional Court, this is the court of Allah, Divine Court. Every person will come individually. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا No lawyers, no barristers, no senior counsel. So fear that day, read, Allahumma hasibna hisabai yasira. Ya Allah, make our reckoning easy, O beloved Allah. وَنَهَنْ نَفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ And they restrain themselves, their desires. Themselves, they restrain it, عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ From the base, base desires. The low, low desires. Today's world say, fulfill your desires. Islam says, suppress your desires. And please Allah. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ Then Jannat will be your resting place. Everlasting bliss, prosperity, happiness, elation, and you'll be delighted forever. That is the promise of Almighty Allah. And inna Allah la yukhliful mi'ad. He never ever breaks his promise. He always fulfills it and gives us more. The non-Muslims, sarcastically, they say, Yas'alunaka, they ask you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anisa'a, on the day of justice, the day of Qiyamah, ayyana mursaha, when will it occur? Mursaha, the anchor when it comes down into the ocean. So when will this Qiyamah occur and happen on this earth, in this world? Fima anta min zikraha. That is what you are reminding the people. Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Take stock of yourself before the day of reckoning and accountability occurs. So that is what you're reminding them. When will it happen? Ila rabbika muntahaha. To your Rabb, sustainer, nourisher. Muntahaha is the goal. We want to meet Almighty Allah, and Allah is pleased with us, and we are pleased with Him. Radiyatam marudiyya. That He, Almighty Allah, is pleased, and we are pleased with Allah. Ah, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu an. Allama ibn Kathir has mentioned it in Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya. His last moments on this temporary earth. So what does he cry? He cries to Allah, Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak. Oh, my beloved Allah, I love meeting you. Fa'ahibba liqa'i. Ya Allah, you love meeting me. Do we ever think of making du'as like this? Learn these wonderful, powerful, potent du'as. Allah is our goal. Allah is our aim, our objective. He and Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are pleased. The whole world can be displeased. It doesn't matter. Wallahu wa rasulu wa haqqu ay yurdu in kanu mu'mineen. Ye to iman ki nishani hai. That is the sign that you're a pakka, sacha, mu'min and Muslim. The sign that you are a devoted, dedicated Muslim. What is your function, Ya Rasulullah? You know, you told them already, I will show you the signs of the day of justice, but all the finer details that only Almighty Allah knows. Innama fahasar and qasar. Exclusively only anta you, Ya Rasulullah, O Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anta munziru. You are a warner with love and compassion. But who will receive it? May yakhshaha. The people who have the respect of Allah, the fear of Allah, the love of Allah. I open the tap full force, and the glass, the cup, the jug, You turn it upside down. So who is going to get anything? Nothing you'll get. So today's world, 8 billion people, 7 billion, 6.5 billion people, took the hearts and turned it upside down. وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفُ They said our hearts are locked, we're not interested. So who is to blame then? Now when they stand in the court of Almighty Allah, they will remember and then they will think about how much time they spent on this sojourn, on this day on earth. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا As though as that day, the day of justice. يَرَوْنَهَا When they look at their life of this world, 40, 50, 60, 80, 100 years. لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا As though as they never stayed on this earth. إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً Except one evening. Ashiya. You know Isha, Ashiya. أَوْ دُحَاهَا Or one morning. Imagine for that one morning, one evening, we thought we want to be successful and we became failures in the year after. So we want to become successful in this world and in the year after. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ Ya Allah, make us successful. Give us the good things in this worldly life in the year after. Save us from the chastisement, punishment of the fire. Allah shukr, Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy. We complete Surah An-Naziat. Allah bless our parents, our families, our teachers, and the Ummat Muslima. Ameen. Isku qabool. فرما يا رب العالمين accept it in your court بارك الله فيك سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته